This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, April 19th. God's word to you today is mindful. Our scripture reading is taken from Joshua 23, verse 11, and it says, "So be very careful to love the Lord your God." The Holy Spirit is a person you can love and talk to. As we learn to love and learn to communicate with the Holy Spirit, it leads to us learning His moods and understanding His feelings. You need to learn His moods and understand His feelings. While there are certain things that the Lord is not interested in, there are certain areas that God wants to move in. If you're in tune with Him, you can understand His feelings. I went to minister in a church, and I felt that God wanted me to lay hands on the people that came forward. So with the pastor's permission, I started laying hands on them one after the other. Then I got to a lady, and I just knew the Holy Spirit was not interested in her. Move away from this lady. So I skipped her and moved to the next person. In my mind, I was thinking, isn't it embarrassing? She came out and I will just ignore her. But it is better to be obedient than to be politically correct. So I chose to be obedient. At the end of the service, the pastor said, "I noticed you did not pray for this lady. Let me tell you about her." The bottom line, she was a witch that had refused to repent, but wanted to benefit from God. Interestingly, some people want to be in church and be of the devil at the same time. I had no clue, and the Holy Spirit was not interested in her. May it never happen to you that the Holy Spirit would not be interested anymore. Learn His moods. There are times that I'm with people and I just feel like the Holy Spirit is saying, "I need you to be alone. It is time for me." Sometimes I have been talking and making everyone laugh. Then I just feel the Holy Spirit is saying, "It is time for me." I simply withdraw myself and go into a corner and sing to Him. You need to understand His moods. The more you yield, the better it becomes. It is a relationship. The more you yield, the sweeter it becomes. God wants us to love Him, communicate with Him, learn His moods, understand His feelings. And because He is a person, the Holy Ghost can be lied to. Acts 5, verses 1 to 10, please read. The story of Ananias and Sapphira. They pledged a piece of property. They sold the property. And when it was time to redeem it, the man and his wife hatched a plan. It probably sounded logical in their minds. The man brought part of the money to Peter and said it was the proceeds from selling the land. And Peter said, "Why have you lied to the Holy Spirit?" And Ananias dropped dead. Every time I read that scripture, I cringe. Peter, this man, spoke to you, so how come he lied to the Holy Spirit? The truth is, it was not Peter that was in charge of the church. The Bible says in Acts 20, verse 28, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Spirit hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood." This is taken from the King James Version. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Show me your way, that I may walk with you. Show me your ways. I put my hope in you. The cry of my heart is to love you, Lord, to live with the touch of your hand. Stronger each day. Show me your way. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.